It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. Avatar singer Johannes Ekenström. I'm trying to say his name properly. How did I do that time, Johannes?
That was lovely, I think. Have improved so much over the years.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're here to talk about the news.
That's all that matters.
Thank you.
Every step forward counts.
You're so kind. You're so kind. The new Avatar record is called Dance Devil Dance. And Johannes, the band was determined to make this record more focused and concise. What's most difficult about keeping songs direct and to the point?
Well, I think it's actually a good question. You made me think. I think it's probably just there's a self-gratifying part of writing that you can lose yourself in and just like, oh, look at this crazy thing we can do for the sake of doing it. You know, if that's what rocks your boat in what you want to create, that's fine. But I kind of let's focus so much on what's the purpose of the song, what's the reason this is in there, what is the vibe, what's the feeling of, like, not just is this cool and then another thing that sounds cool, but to really have a reason why one thing goes into the other, or why something is in there, and to sort that out for yourself and to demand that of yourself, meaning that you gotta throw away individual things that in themselves might be pretty damn cool, but it don't serve the greater good of what the song is meant to be. And I think to figure that out and to kill darlings that doesn't necessarily have something bad about them in itself, it's an ego killer.
Johannes from Avatar with us from their new record. This is the title track, Dance Devil Dance. It's Full Metal Jackie. Johannes from Avatar on the show with us. We're celebrating the latest Avatar record, which is called Dance Devil Dance. And recording in the isolation of a rural summer home sounds too peaceful for angry music. How did seclusion actually heighten the viciousness of this album?
I think in the way that we got to focus on what we wanted to do and that we were left to our own devices. I mean, we have worked with amazing engineers and people in various studios that has made the experience very smooth and enjoyable. But now it was more down and dirty because it was just us and Jay Russin doing all the heavy lifting ourselves. And that made a world of difference just in the sense of living and breathing the project, I think. And I mean, most of the viciousness comes in writing, putting the songs together and stuff, and then the isolation and all that, like, I think it's fuels it in a sense that, yeah, that you get to disappear into it out there. But there was no reason, no need to be, to make yourself angrier while doing it. That was all done, you know. Now it's about getting it on tape.
Johannes from Avatar with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Avatar record, Dance Devil Dance, is out now. Johannes is going to be picking music in just a bit, and we'll have Josta's weekly pick from The Pit next, music from Paradise Lost, and more. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. We have Johannes from Avatar on the show with us, talking about the new record from Avatar called Dance Devil Dance. And the latest single, Violence No Matter What, addresses an intolerant worldview. How does Lizzie Hale, an American, duetting on the track, emphasize an uncompromising culture?
Well, where she's from is, I guess, very secondary, which is maybe one of the points. Her Americanness didn't really play into it, but what plays into it is, of course, that here are the lyrics. Are you into singing this? Yes, I absolutely am. I can sign off on this message any day of the week, pretty much. And I mean, the message is at this time globally relevant. Like Avatar, we are as people. Political in what interests us, what we care about. Avatar, our music doesn't necessarily lean into that most of the time. Like our value system, of course, informs what the songs end up being about or what perspective you take, but it doesn't rarely goes into whatever we vote for or don't vote for. And that's kind of by design, in a sense of my view of how we humans move forward, is that we need as many people as possible around the table, you know, for the discussion. And I don't think anyone could accuse me personally of being a conservative. Although I want them at the table, I want to fight them. I want, you know, us, the love of humanity that we are when we come together, to move forward collectively. And ideas, you know, they need to be challenged. But there has to be a line in the sand. And I mean, the whole song, and that is, you know, in our case, it's fascism. Like, that's okay. Then you just choose to be the enemy of everything else, of every other path forward that we should be taking and need to be taking. And that's essentially the song, because there is definitely, there's a certain language in more than one place in the world right now where there's that, I feel douchey if I've paraphrased myself, but that's the song, right? But it's the promised return to a former glory, like, hey, you, you're special, you're good, because you are not like them, and they took something from you, and your situation would have been much greater if it wasn't for them, and we can fix that together, and we do it through ideology of violence, and we're gonna make this or that great again, or we're gonna rise again, or like, you remember, we used to have one Reich, then we had another Reich, how about a third Reich, yeah, you know, like, that propaganda speak takes many different shapes and forms, but it's so harmful and dangerous. And it's actually, so a few years ago, I remember it was some neo-Nazi rally thing going on in a smaller town in Sweden, which sucked, of course. However, you know, the silver lining is that the people who went out to protest them came out in such a legion, like there was multitudes, bigger crowd against the Nazis there. And I saw a picture from that where a guy held up a picketing sign that roughly I would translate to, I can't believe we still have to go out and protest this crap, you know? And that's essentially it, that these kind of ideas, we kind of thoroughly tried them out here in Europe roughly 80 years ago, and it was bad news for everyone. No one had a good time at the end of that. And it's just an awful thing that as it happened and the way it did, at the very least we can expect from it is that we would have, you know, learned our lesson. Now we're swimming, from time to time, we keep swimming deep, further into dangerous waters with these kind of things. And it feels like we are somewhere still in a period of that. And that's the song, like just the very knuckle basics of it. All the things you could be and can be or should be or want to be or believe or not believe, you don't get to be a fascist in it.
Johannes from Avatar is my guest on the show this week. The new record from Avatar is called Dance Devil Dance. Still to come this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Megadeth, Anthrax. More with Johannes coming up next. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Johannes Ekerström, the singer from Avatar, with us on the show this week, celebrating the new record, Dance Devil Dance. And Johannes, you stated that heavy metal needs to be saved. Why does metal need to be saved, and how will Avatar do that?
Well, for starters, I say, obviously, it's not like Avatar needs to go and save Megadeth, for instance. And there's plenty of good metal, all the contemporary things coming around. But I must, that being said, I must also add to it that if I'm at the gym and I put on, you know, one of those playlists on Spotify, you know, all new metal or whatever, that to kind of see, hey, what's going on this week? I'm lucky if I enjoy 20% of it, and it makes for bad lifting music, and Lord knows I need to lift. So if I switch to hip hop, there's something wrong, you know? And there are a couple of things going on that I disagree with, and we as a band disagree with. And metal, there's always been and always will be a technical aspect to what we do, right? It's the lads, they shred, and we play fast, and it's we make it physically demanding for ourselves, and we push ourselves into ourselves, a high note or a speed or whatever. That being said, if you lose yourself and smell your own farts too much, you might end up with something that is metal that is best enjoyed if you sit down and shut up. And I think that kind of misses some of the points of what this music should be. Heavy metal is a subgenre of rock and roll. If you just look at history, what comes from, what instruments we use, and you know, and everything, and rock and roll is dance music. And sure, like when it comes to metal, our dancing is different. It hurts a bit more, but it's still movement to music, and that's what we want. And music that you can move to then creeps into the rest of your life. That's music that maybe we drove a little bit too fast, or maybe we got motivated to lift just a little bit more, or maybe it leads you to be on that stick and see, yeah, I'm pregnant, you know, because someone got frisky. You know, it's music that has a chance to really infiltrate and become a part of your life for real. You know, it's, you know, don't get lost in the intellectual part. So that's one issue. Another issue is production and losing touch with organicness, and people trusting less and less in the beautiful sound of imperfections, or the beautiful sound of humanity in music. So, you know, if you spend a lot of time recording those drums, but then maybe you use something like, I guess it's called Beat Detective, if I remember, like it's an auto-tune for drums, then once you've done that, so now you sound perfect. Well, now you sound like a machine. Oh, well, not quite yet, because we couldn't afford to be in that studio, make it sound like this or that. So, well, we buy a sample bank, we replace all your hits with some accomplished North Swedish drummer's hits instead. Oh, now you sound like him, but you don't sound like him because you're not playing on his albums, and he didn't use that sample bank himself anyway. So it's you kill the DNA. You scrub off the DNA of your performance. And it's not just drums, obviously. This can be done in different ways with everything. And then we all sit and wonder why, you know, Motorhead still sounds so rad, because it wasn't done like that. And I think we have to lean into more of that, the humanity of it, and there's a lack of that. So those things, and all this said, you know, of course also I say we're going to save heavy metal because it's a funny, cocky thing to say, but it's definitely a part of this that we're doing that comes from not liking everything we hear.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, a new track from Sleep Token. We'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and we'll have more with my guest, Johannes from Avatar. It's Full Metal Jackie, Johannes from Avatar on the show with us. The new record, again, is called Dance Devil Dance. And Johannes, performance and theatricality are essential to the presentation of your music. Visually, yeah. How will you bring the songs to life, you know, when you're touring this year?
Well, we're... As we speak now, yesterday we wrapped up production rehearsals, as we are now going to hit the road here in Europe, starting UK, then short break, and we do the continent before we head over to you guys. And I feel like we're putting together the greatest shows we have ever done, and we haven't done it in front of people yet. And it's all about finding the balance of, because it's the correct term, as you say, it's theatrical. It's not theater. And there's a difference there, because again, going back to sit down and shut up music, there's also art forms that are made for you to sit down and shut up. And they should be, you know, I've been to the opera, I liked it. But that's not a metal show. So, but we have theatrical moments to elevate certain parts of what we do. Then we have also built the most beautiful stage we have ever done, in my opinion, that at the same time gives a lot of room for spontaneity as well, for again the rock and roll factor in what we're doing, because you need a bit of both, and I think we're hitting the perfect balance with that. With that saying, you know, it's dark, it's gritty, and at the same time glamorous and fabulous all at once.
Johannes with us. Avatar's new record is called Dance Devil Dance. Looking forward to seeing you guys this year, and good luck with this new release, and thanks for taking the time.
I'm the one to thank you, and thank you for working so hard on my surname.
I was practicing all day. Coming up next, music from Anthrax and more.